Now let's go to visit Ollie and his fish in London.
Now, I haven't been to see you for a little while, which is lax of me, but How have you been?
Well, pretty good. We've had the usual summer of people thinking they might have spotted a great white shark. You know, we're all more aware of climate change these days, and I think people just expect it. We still haven't got a decent record. We got a tooth of a great white shark on a Welsh beach this year, but it was all nicely prepared as if for a pendant or something, and I don't think it ended up there from natural causes.
By the way, I've never asked you, how long have you been at the Natural History Museum in South Kensington?
34 years now.
So you're settling in?
I think I'm finding my way around now, yes. But just as I get used to the place, they keep building new buildings, so you know, yeah, keep me on my toes.
The Darwin Centre number 2 about to open next year, but we're in the area where you keep your fish. We've been here once before, vast tanks. It's quite cold. It's not freezing, but you've obviously got the preserved specimens. Now, one of the long tanks, which is as long as my house, just opposite, has got this vast squid in it. You're always asked, how big, and is it the biggest? Introduce me.
Well, that's not a fish. Remember, I'm a fish curator, and you see from the outside of the room that we dominate this room, and now this, to us, is an overgrown snail, and it's come and rather stolen our thunder. But how long is it? It's 18.5 metres.
18.5 metres.
Yep. Most of that is the feeding tentacles, as you can see, with the suckers on the end. And it's been put in a display case because we can bring guided tours to this space. And this has become a star.
I can imagine. When was it? Do you know when it was turned up?
It was caught off the Falkland Islands in a couple of years ago now.
The Falklands is a long way away.
Yes. Not everybody has the means of preserving a specimen that big and putting it on display. And, well, it's certainly a jewel in our crown in the zoology department.
Yes, we keep getting them up in the southern oceans around New Zealand. And, of course, Melbourne, the Melbourne Museum, had a huge one where they did a live dissection, which you could watch on the internet.
Right, that must have been fun. A rather specialist program, that.
Yeah. Hmm. Now, in the tank in front of me here, I've got a whole number of different specimens.
Since you came, we've had an ocean sunfish. Now, on the other side of the world, you get these much bigger. When in the UK, they're just these sort of 2-3 foot across. They can grow to 6 to 10 feet across. It's this sort of dinner plate-shaped fish with a rather odd-looking fin on the back and on the belly. It's hard to imagine how it swims looking at it, isn't it? But this one stranded itself off the southern coast, and we now take DNA samples of specimens before we pickle them because the chemical process damages DNA. And I was taking a tiny tissue sample, well, it was going to be tiny, but I accidentally nicked the gut inside the fish and a loop of tapeworm came out.
Oh,
and I kept pulling the tapeworm, and soon we had a half a bucket full of tapeworm, and that's just when our parasitic worms curator walked by and he started jumping up and down with excitement. So we end up having to make quite a big hole and make sure we got all the tapeworm out. That may be why it stranded itself, of course.
Yes, of course. And as you say, it's a pretty large thing, but these specimens are in a kind of browny fluid. It doesn't smell like formalin. What is it?
This is actually alcohol. We boast a working environment which has alcohol on tap in the rooms, which sounds great, doesn't it? But it's not drinkable, I'm afraid.
No, never mind. Now, what are you reaching for? God, that's a huge one.
Well, this is an old friend of mine, because Arapaima from the Amazon, but I used to see it swimming around in the aquarium at London Zoo. And one day the exhibit was closed down and I wondered what had happened until I found my old friend when I got a job here years later in the museum in a rather different kind of tank. But last year, the other Arapaima that lived in Britain in the Blue Water Aquarium in the north of England jumped out of its tank and died. So we've got two now. And this is a protected fish, Arapaima. You imagine it's endangered, quite easy to harpoon one of these in a river pool. But strangely, you may actually see the flesh coming onto the market because they're farming them.
Oh, where are they doing that?
In South America and Indonesia.
Well, again, it's many metres long, isn't it?
How
long
is it? This can grow to 4 metres, and it's one of the largest freshwater fish. A lot of flesh on there as well, so you can see why they want to farm them.
Wonderfully sculpted at the front and
yes.
Streamlined, of course.
Yes, with massive scales. You wouldn't mistake this fish for anything else. It is capable of breathing air. It must get some of its oxygen from the air. It can't get it all from the water. And the one that jumped out of the aquarium in Cheshire should have survived the night because of its lung-like breathing organ, but it was dead by the morning.
Now, you keep all these in for storage. Do they come out to be displayed now and then?
Not so much for display, although in the future plans for the galleries here at the museum do want to put more specimens back, because we've for some years now been moving towards models and videos and other sort of things to put in the galleries. And now there's a feeling that we should return more to trying to fill the galleries with more specimens. So we will see more going on display in the future, yes.
You could put it in a tank and sell it for $3 million and call it art.
Ah, yes. Rather curious that somebody can do that when we've been doing it, we think, rather well for decades and not getting quite such a return. But in fact, I have worked with Damien Hirst on his preserved animals, and so we've worked together getting his exhibits looking nice.
Oh, right. I hope you get part of the action from those amazingly lucrative sales.
Well, you know, we charge our normal fees. We don't make any exceptions for anybody.
And I must say, there's something like, what, 10, 20 specimens in this vast tank?
Yes, but of course, this is one tank, and you see that we've got rows and rows of them. Most of the collections, of course, as you know, are not like this. They tend to be much smaller bottles on shelves, and they just go on for miles. Mm. 5 miles of fish we've got.
I know you're busy, so I'll let you go, but what about that sturgeon I saw here, what was it, three years ago?
That turned out to be not the sturgeon that should live in this country. They're protected. Their fish is royal as well. You have to report them to the royal household if you catch one. And the Queen used to serve sturgeon up. Sturgeon, you know, is the big fish that gives us caviar in the eggs. They used to have charity banquets when a sturgeon was caught. Now they're generally refused by the Queen, but they are protected. And so the people who caught that one in Wales were actually falling foul of the law for trying to sell it. But in actual fact, by the time we did a DNA analysis, we found that it was the American sturgeon, which isn't protected in this country, so they were off the hook. And now, looking at museum specimens of sturgeon, we're finding that perhaps the American one's been here all along.
I see. And what about the poor old local sturgeon in the Caspian Sea? That's really dying out, isn't it?
I think they're all threatened. They're big fish with high-priced flesh, and of course there's that business of the eggs. You know, caviar is very expensive. It's the subject of a world market, but of course the subject of a great deal of smuggling as well. So yes, they're all endangered, and here at the museum, at least with a few specimens, we can make sure that we can put accurate names on them, help people to keep tabs on their movements.
When you phoned the Queen to say you had a sturgeon, what did she say?
Thanks very much, but you can dispose of that one as you like.
I bet she did. The Queen's fish friend, Oliver Crimmin. He's curator of fish at the Natural History Museum in London. And by the way, you'll see innovations building-wise both at our own Australian Museum in Sydney, the new wing opened last month, and at the Museum of Victoria, soon to have a massive structural polish.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.